So, Mike, I wanted to once again, on the Stuff I Love kick, talk about another tool which helps me really kind of keep up with Minimal Mac, and that is Reader, which I think is the best RSS application, feed reading application, on any platform. Ties in with Google Reader. It's got an iPad version, an iOS version, and now in the, you know, it's what seemingly has gone on forever beta, there is the Mac version, which takes a lot of the cues from the iOS version, and thus kind of gives you the sense that it is following in the footsteps of you know, what's coming down the road in 10.7 of full screen apps and, you know, things, you know, apps looking more like iOS apps than like Mac apps of old. And like I said, ties into Google Reader, just plain works, gorgeous, has just a plethora of kind of built-in little plug-in-y sort of tools. They're not really plug-ins because you can't, like, add to it.
They feel like it, though.
They do feel like it. So, like, you know, you're reading an article and you can drop down, you know, or pop up a list and you can send that thing to Pinboard, to Delicious, to ZooTool, post it to Twitter, mail just the link or mail the entire article. You can send it to Instapaper, of course, or read it later, whichever one you prefer.
It also has readability built in as well. Not readability as the service as we know it now, but the readability open source code that the guys at Arc90 created, in which it will, for example, if you have a story where the rest of the story is after the jump, it will do its best to pull the whole thing for you, scrape out any crap and just give you the text so you can read it all through in one go without having to go to the mobile or website.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. And I want to take just a little bit of time here to talk about my RSS setup, because I get questions about it often enough, and I've written about it before and pointed to it before, and it's up there on the internets, but still people ask me, oh, I'm curious how you managed to read the, you know, couple hundred feeds you're subscribed to, and, you know, that's not very minimalist and all that other stuff, and they're right. Like I said, I struggle with this stuff, folks. I'm not a guru, but
whatever.
Basically it works like this. I have my feed separated into a few folders. A-list, B-list, friends, personal, other, and probation. Okay? The way that it all works is this. Anything coming into my feed reader starts off in probation. Every now and then I go through and I evaluate the items in that folder and I say, you know, I'm resonating with almost all the things they're posted here. This is really good. This is really quality stuff. I want to make sure that this is something I'm reading every day. That goes into A list. B list is the stuff that is important, but not so important that it's an absolute must read. Friends is friends. You know, people who are my friends, I will follow regardless of the quality of their content.
Thank you.
Seriously. because you know, they're friends and this is what they're talking about. This is what they're interested in. And when I get together with them and we talk, they may ask me about this stuff and I better have read it or I'm not being a very good friend. Personal is just all of my, you know, all of my sites, all of the, I don't know how many, 24, 25 sites or something. Like, I don't know. I've got more websites than I did with Sense, right? so I've got, you know, all my websites. Plus, that's where my wife's website is, for instance. And, you know, it comes into there. And so I, you know, because I want to read what she's, otherwise I'm sleeping on the couch.
That's the most important one. That needs its own folder.
That's the only, I could ignore everything else as long as I'm reading that one. And then other is just about everything else. And yeah, there's a ton of stuff in there. Everything from Engadget to Lifehacker to, you know, all these, you know, big Uber news sites that have 30 or 40 items a day, and, you know, they all go into other. So basically, I get home at the end of a long day. I haven't been able to keep up with the RSS. I read the A-list, I read the friends, and I mark all else as read.
Wow.
And that's how I handle it, right? By keeping that stuff segregated. And I will argue that by doing that, by doing the A-list and doing the friends, because, well, I've got some friends that are, you know, kind of on top of stuff. The important stuff always pops up and bubbles to the surface. You know, I don't ever feel I'm missing anything on the many days when I basically, you know, do that and then declare the rest bankrupt, right? The important stuff always bubbles up.
I agree with that, actually. For me, my RSS setup's very different, but I think it's just because I have to, for all the shows and stuff that we do, I have to make sure that I'm hitting certain things. So, for example, I have an Apple folder, and I have a general blogs folder where maybe stuff like Darren Fireball will go in there. Gadgets, which is stuff like Engadget, and used to be Gizmodo, but I had to get rid of that just on personal.
Yeah. Principle.
Yeah, and then
just on principle.
Principle of design more than anything else. Jesus. Even though it's in an RSS reader.
Design is horrible.
And knowing that that is somewhere involved in me not having it. iPhone, I have stuff like our feed for this podcast, the feed for the bro show, to make sure that they're working okay. This is something that now I'm going to say it, I almost wish it wasn't happening. I have a Patrick Roan folder.
Oh my god, I get my own folder.
You are the only person that gets their own folder.
Because I have so many sites.
There's a couple of reasons. One, because you have so many sites. And two, if I miss something and you mention it here, then seriously, I'm a co-host. What the hell am I doing?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I have social media, tech news, and obviously Read and Trust. The Read and Trust OPML file gets its own folder.
Yeah.
Because that's what goes without saying. But yeah,
well, I mean, those guys are all friends, right? Yeah. They're all in my friends folder, so yeah. Yeah, no, I think, you know, I think that's a good setup, and and the nice thing about Reader, getting back to Reader, which is the whole reason, you know, we kind of started this, was, is that because it's hooked into Google Reader, that stuff is ubiquitous and is synchronized. So when I do read something in one place and then pick up my iPhone and pop up Reader there, it's marked as read in there too, you know? I have ubiquity no matter which device I pick up. And that's the other thing I love about Reader. That's R-E-E-D-E-R, and we'll link to it in the show notes. And I'll also link to the posts I've written on my RSS system and such. So all that information is there. But I think we've talked about this to death. Reader, just get it. It's great. It's worth whatever the cost is. And I don't even remember what the respective ones cost. But I know that the Mac version is still in beta, so it's
still free.
Free, yeah. So and, get that.
Just as a closing thought, get yourself a Patrick Roan folder. Cheers, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it. We'll talk later.
Bye.